Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High. By Kerry Patterson, Joseph Grenny, Ron McMillan, Al Switzler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High is a book written by Kerry Patterson, Joseph Grenny, Ron McMillan, and Al Switzler. The book is designed to help readers learn how to handle difficult conversations in a constructive and effective manner. It provides readers with the tools and techniques needed to navigate conversations that involve high stakes, strong emotions, and opposing opinions. The authors argue that these conversations are essential for success in both personal and professional life. The book begins by discussing the importance of mastering crucial conversations. It explains that these conversations are essential for success in both personal and professional life, and that they can be difficult to navigate. The authors then provide readers with the tools and techniques needed to handle these conversations effectively. They discuss the importance of mastering the skills of dialogue, which includes listening, asking questions, and expressing oneself clearly. They also provide readers with strategies for managing emotions, staying focused on the issue at hand, and avoiding common pitfalls. The authors then discuss the importance of creating a safe environment for crucial conversations. They explain that it is essential to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and trust in order to ensure that the conversation is productive. They provide readers with strategies for creating a safe environment, such as setting ground rules, using non-threatening language, and avoiding blame. The authors then discuss the importance of mastering the skills of dialogue. They explain that dialogue is essential for successful conversations, and provide readers with strategies for mastering the skills of dialogue. They discuss the importance of listening, asking questions, and expressing oneself clearly. They also provide readers with strategies for managing emotions, staying focused on the issue at hand, and avoiding common pitfalls. The book concludes by discussing the importance of mastering the skills of dialogue and creating a safe environment for crucial conversations. The authors provide readers with the tools and techniques needed to handle these conversations effectively. They explain that these conversations are essential for success in both personal and professional life, and that they can be difficult to navigate. The book provides readers with the tools and techniques needed to navigate conversations that involve high stakes, strong emotions, and opposing opinions. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Start with heart. Before engaging in a crucial conversation, it is important to focus on what you really care about and what you want to achieve. This will help you stay focused on the conversation and avoid getting sidetracked. Main idea number two. Learn to look, pay attention to the nonverbal cues of the other person in the conversation. This will help you understand their feelings and intentions and will help you respond in a way that is respectful and productive. Main idea number three. Make it safe. Create an environment where people feel safe to express their opinions and ideas without fear of judgment or criticism. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main idea number four. Master my stories. Recognize the stories you tell yourself about the conversation and the other person. This will help you stay focused on the facts and avoid getting caught up in assumptions and judgments. Main idea number five. State your path. Use the state method to express your point of view in a way that is respectful and clear. This will help ensure that your message is heard and understood. Main idea number six. Explore others' paths. Ask questions to understand the other person's point of view and feelings. This will help you understand their perspective and will help you find common ground. Main idea number 7. Move to action. Once you have reached an agreement, create a plan of action to ensure that the conversation is productive and that the agreement is followed through. Main idea number 8. Look for mutual purpose. Look for common ground and shared interests between you and the other person. This will help you find a solution that works for both of you. Main idea number 9. Talk tentatively. Avoid making absolute statements and instead express your opinions as tentative. This will help ensure that the conversation remains open and that all parties are heard. Main idea number 10. Listen to understand. Listen to the other person with the intent to understand, not to respond. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main idea number 11. Stay in dialogue. When the conversation becomes difficult, stay in dialogue and focus on understanding the other person's point of view. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main idea number 12. Be clear and direct. Be clear and direct when expressing your point of view. This will help ensure that your message is heard and understood. Main idea number 13. Check for understanding. Ask questions to ensure that the other person has understood your point of view. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main idea number 14. Stay focused on what you really want. Focus on what you really want to achieve in the conversation. This will help you stay focused on the conversation and avoid getting sidetracked. Main idea number 15. Acknowledge the other person's feelings. Acknowledge the other person's feelings and show that you understand them. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main idea number 16. Apologize when appropriate. Apologize when appropriate and take responsibility for your actions. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main idea number 17. Use silence effectively. Use silence effectively to allow the other person to think and to give them time to respond. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main idea number 18. Encourage testing. Encourage the other person to test their assumptions and to challenge their beliefs. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main idea number 19. Find the balance. Find the balance between being assertive and being respectful. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main idea number 20. Create shared meaning. Create shared meaning by finding common ground and shared interests between you and the other person. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Start with heart is an important concept to keep in mind when engaging in a crucial conversation. It is essential to focus on what you care about and what you want to achieve before entering into a conversation. This will help you stay on track and avoid getting sidetracked. It is also important to remember that the conversation is not about winning or losing, but rather about finding a solution that works for everyone involved. Taking the time to think about what you care about and what you want to achieve will help you stay focused on the conversation and ensure that it is productive. Additionally, it will help you remain open to different perspectives and ideas, which can lead to a better outcome for everyone involved. Start with heart is a great way to ensure that crucial conversations are productive and successful. It is important to remember that the conversation is not about winning or losing, but rather about finding a solution that works for everyone involved. Taking the time to focus on what you care about and what you want to achieve will help you stay focused on the conversation and ensure that it is productive. Additionally, it will help you remain open to different perspectives and ideas, which can lead to a better outcome for everyone involved. Main idea number 2. Learning to look is an important skill to have when engaging in a crucial conversation. Paying attention to the nonverbal cues of the other person in the conversation can help you understand their feelings and intentions. This can help you respond in a way that is respectful and productive. Nonverbal cues can include body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice. By paying attention to these cues, you can gain insight into the other person's feelings and intentions. For example, if the other person is crossing their arms and avoiding eye contact, they may be feeling defensive or uncomfortable. By recognizing this, you can adjust your approach to the conversation to be more respectful and understanding. Additionally, if the other person is leaning in and making eye contact, they may be interested in what you have to say and be more open to a productive conversation. By learning to look, you can better understand the other person and have a more successful conversation. Main idea number 3. Making it safe means creating an environment where people feel comfortable to express their opinions and ideas without fear of judgment or criticism. This can be done by setting ground rules for the conversation, such as no personal attacks, no interrupting, and no name-calling. It is also important to ensure that everyone is heard and that their ideas are respected. This will help to ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Additionally, it is important to create a safe space for people to express their feelings and emotions without fear of being judged or criticized. This will help to foster an atmosphere of understanding and respect, which is essential for productive conversations. Main idea number 4. Mastering your stories is an important part of having successful conversations. It involves recognizing the stories you tell yourself about the conversation and the other person. This helps you stay focused on the facts and avoid getting caught up in assumptions and judgments. It is important to remember that the stories we tell ourselves are often based on our own biases and beliefs, and may not be accurate. By recognizing these stories, we can be more mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, and be better able to understand the other person's perspective. When we are able to recognize the stories we tell ourselves, we can then take a step back and look at the conversation objectively. We can ask ourselves questions such as, "What is the other person really trying to say?" or, "What is the underlying issue here?" This helps us to get to the root of the problem and come up with a solution that works for both parties. Mastering your stories is an important part of having successful conversations. It helps us to stay focused on the facts and avoid getting caught up in assumptions and judgments. By recognizing the stories we tell ourselves, we can be more mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, and be better able to understand the other person's perspective. This can help us to have more productive conversations and ultimately reach a resolution that works for both parties. Main idea number 5. The state method is a powerful tool for communicating effectively in difficult conversations. It stands for share your facts, tell your story, ask for others' paths, talk tentatively, and encourage testing. By using this method, you can ensure that your point of view is expressed in a respectful and clear manner. When you share your facts, you provide the other person with the information that you have. This helps to ensure that your message is heard and understood. When you tell your story, you explain why you feel the way you do. This helps to create a connection between you and the other person. When you ask for others' paths, you invite the other person to share their point of view. This helps to create a dialogue and encourages collaboration. When you talk tentatively, you express your opinion without being overly assertive. This helps to ensure that the conversation remains respectful and productive. Finally, when you encourage testing, you invite the other person to challenge your ideas. This helps to ensure that the conversation is productive and that the best solution is reached. By using the state method, you can ensure that your point of view is expressed in a respectful and clear manner. This will help to ensure that your message is heard and understood, and that the conversation remains productive. Main idea number 6. Exploring others' paths is an important part of having a successful conversation. It involves asking questions to understand the other person's point of view and feelings. This helps to create a mutual understanding and can help to find common ground. It is important to remember that everyone has a different perspective and that it is important to take the time to listen and understand the other person's point of view. By doing this, it can help to create a more productive conversation and can help to resolve any issues that may arise. Additionally, it can help to build trust and respect between the two parties. Ultimately, exploring others' paths is an important part of having a successful conversation and can help to create a more positive outcome. Main idea number 7. Once you have reached an agreement, it is important to move to action. This means creating a plan of action that will ensure that the conversation is productive and that the agreement is followed through. This plan should include specific steps that need to be taken, deadlines for completion, and a timeline for progress. It should also include a system for monitoring progress and providing feedback. This plan should be agreed upon by all parties involved and should be revisited and adjusted as needed. By creating a plan of action, you can ensure that the conversation is productive and that the agreement is followed through. Main idea number 8. When engaging in a difficult conversation, it is important to look for mutual purpose. This means finding common ground and shared interests between you and the other person. Doing so will help you to find a solution that works for both of you. It is important to remember that both parties have something to gain from the conversation, and that it is possible to come to a mutually beneficial outcome. When looking for mutual purpose, it is important to be open-minded and to listen to the other person's perspective. Ask questions to gain a better understanding of their point of view and to identify areas of agreement. It is also important to be honest and direct in your communication. Be clear about your own needs and interests, and be willing to compromise and negotiate. By looking for mutual purpose, you can create a dialogue that is productive and respectful. This will help you to come to a resolution that is beneficial for both parties. It is important to remember that it is possible to find a solution that works for everyone, and that it is worth the effort to do so. Main idea number 9. When engaging in a conversation, it is important to avoid making absolute statements and instead express your opinions as tentative. This approach helps to ensure that the conversation remains open and that all parties are heard. By talking tentatively, you are showing respect for the other person's opinion and allowing them to express their own thoughts and feelings. Additionally, it allows for a more productive dialogue, as it encourages the other person to share their own ideas and perspectives. This can help to create a more collaborative environment, where both parties can work together to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Ultimately, talking tentatively is an important skill to have when engaging in conversations, as it helps to ensure that all parties are heard and respected. Main idea number 10. Listening to understand is an important skill to have when engaging in a conversation. It involves actively listening to the other person and trying to understand their perspective, rather than just waiting for your turn to speak. This helps to ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. It also helps to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding, which can lead to more meaningful conversations. Additionally, it can help to prevent misunderstandings and disagreements, as both parties are more likely to be on the same page. Listening to understand is a key component of successful communication and can help to foster better relationships. Main idea number 11. Staying in dialogue is an important part of having a productive conversation, especially when the conversation becomes difficult. It is important to focus on understanding the other person's point of view, even if you don't agree with it. This will help ensure that all parties are heard and that the conversation is productive. It is also important to remain respectful and open-minded, even when the conversation is difficult. This will help create an environment of mutual respect and understanding, which is essential for productive conversations. Additionally, it is important to remain focused on the issue at hand and not get sidetracked by other topics. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. The book Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High by Carrie Patterson, Joseph Grenny, Ron McMillan, and Al Switzler provides helpful tools and strategies for staying in dialogue during difficult conversations. These strategies include active listening, asking open-ended questions, and summarizing what has been said. Additionally, the book provides tips for managing emotions and staying focused on the issue at hand. By following these strategies, it is possible to stay in dialogue and have productive conversations even when the conversation becomes difficult. Main idea number 12. When communicating with others, it is important to be clear and direct in order to ensure that your message is heard and understood. This means that you should avoid using vague language or speaking in circles. Instead, be concise and to the point when expressing your point of view. This will help ensure that your message is not misinterpreted or misunderstood. Additionally, it is important to be respectful and open to other perspectives. This will help create an environment of mutual understanding and respect, which is essential for successful communication. Main idea number 13. Checking for understanding is an important part of any conversation. It helps to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that all parties are heard. Asking questions to ensure that the other person has understood your point of view is a great way to do this. It can help to clarify any misunderstandings and ensure that the conversation is productive. Additionally, it can help to build trust and understanding between the parties involved. By taking the time to check for understanding, you can ensure that everyone is on the same page and that the conversation is productive and meaningful. Main idea number 14. Staying focused on what you really want in a conversation is essential for having a successful outcome. It is easy to get sidetracked and lose sight of the goal. To stay focused, it is important to have a clear understanding of what you want to achieve in the conversation. This could be anything from resolving a conflict to making a decision. Once you have identified your goal, it is important to keep it in mind throughout the conversation. This will help you stay on track and avoid getting distracted by other topics. Additionally, it is important to be open to other perspectives and ideas, while still staying focused on the goal. This will help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties involved are satisfied with the outcome. Main idea number 15. Acknowledging the other person's feelings is an important part of having a productive conversation. It shows that you are listening and that you understand their perspective. It also helps to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding. When you acknowledge the other person's feelings, it helps to create a safe space for both parties to express their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. This can help to ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. Acknowledging the other person's feelings can also help to build trust and foster a more positive relationship between the two parties. Main idea number 16. Apologizing when appropriate is an important part of having a productive conversation. It shows that you are willing to take responsibility for your actions and that you are open to hearing the other person's perspective. When you apologize, it helps to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding, which can help to ensure that all parties are heard. Additionally, apologizing can help to diffuse any tension that may have arisen during the conversation, allowing for a more productive dialogue. Apologizing when appropriate is an important part of having a successful conversation, and it can help to ensure that all parties are heard and respected. Main idea number 17. Using silence effectively in a conversation can be a powerful tool. It allows the other person to take the time to think and respond, rather than feeling rushed or pressured to answer. This can help ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. It also gives the other person the opportunity to reflect on their own thoughts and feelings, and to come to their own conclusions. Silence can be used to create a space for understanding and connection, and to foster a sense of trust and respect between the parties involved. When using silence effectively, it is important to be mindful of the other person's feelings and to be patient. It is also important to be aware of the other person's body language and to be aware of any signs of discomfort or distress. If the other person is feeling uncomfortable, it is important to be respectful and to give them the space to express their feelings. Silence can be a powerful tool to help create a safe and productive environment for a conversation and to ensure that all parties are heard and respected. Main idea number 18. Encouraging testing is an important part of having a productive conversation. It helps to ensure that all parties are heard and that the conversation is productive. Testing involves challenging assumptions and beliefs, and asking questions to gain a better understanding of the other person's point of view. This can help to uncover any misunderstandings or miscommunications that may have occurred. It also helps to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that all parties are working towards the same goal. Encouraging testing can help to create a safe and open environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing their opinions and ideas. This can lead to more productive conversations and better outcomes for all involved. Main idea number 19. Finding the balance between being assertive and being respectful is essential for productive conversations. Assertiveness is important for expressing opinions and feelings, while respect is necessary for listening to the other person's point of view. When both parties are assertive and respectful, it creates an atmosphere of mutual understanding and trust. This allows for a more open dialogue, where both sides can express their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. It also allows for a more productive conversation, as both sides can work together to find a solution that works for everyone. By finding the balance between being assertive and respectful, conversations can be more productive and meaningful. The book Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High by Kerry Patterson, Joseph Grenny, Ron McMillan, and Al Switzler provides helpful advice on how to find the balance between being assertive and respectful. It outlines the importance of being mindful of the other person's feelings and perspectives, while also being honest and direct about one's own thoughts and feelings. It also provides tips on how to stay focused on the conversation and how to handle difficult conversations. By following the advice in this book, it is possible to find the balance between being assertive and respectful, and to ensure that conversations are productive and meaningful. Main idea number 20. Creating shared meaning is an important part of any conversation. It involves finding common ground and shared interests between you and the other person. This helps to ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. It also helps to build trust and understanding between the two of you. By finding common ground, you can create a shared understanding of the situation and come to a mutually beneficial solution. This can be done by asking questions, listening to each other, and expressing your own thoughts and feelings. It is important to remember that everyone has different perspectives and experiences, so it is important to be open to different points of view. By creating shared meaning, you can ensure that the conversation is productive and that all parties are heard. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.